We continue our learning Lilinishmas David ben Menachos and Chaim Yaakov ben Pirkos Leo. We are in Kalin Perach of Aleph Mishnah Aleph. It would be helpful to have a loom in order to understand this. In fact, it had been a little bit more than 2 years ago. I would have a loom. I could show a video, but needless to say, that did not make the Aliyah list. That was the first thing to be tossed. So you have pictures in some of the Mishnahs. So you can go online and see how people would weave. But the point of the Mishnah here is that let's say the cloth, which is what you are weaving, on the loom becomes tameh. Question is, the parts of the loom, are they tameh as well? Are they considered attached, part of the same part of the cloth, or are they considered separate? So the first part of the Mishnah is going to tell us that several parts of the loom are not considered, although they're part of the loom, they're not considered part of the cloth. So if the cloth becomes tameh, they do not become tameh. So we begin, Hanogea Bakovet Ho'elyon. The Kovod HaElyon is the front part of the loom. So if you know what a loom looks like, so you see that you weave the cloth begins to be woven by one end, one roller. But of course you put the threads, the vertical threads, the warp threads go around one end, one roller, and they attach to the end, to another roller. And of course the cloth though begins to be woven at one end. So that's the Kovod HaElyon. So let's say someone touches the Kovod HaElyon, the cloth, let's say is tameh, and this person touched this front roller where the cloth begins to be woven. Or Bakovet HaTachton, or he touches the end roller, which is where the end of the vertical thread is attached to. Banirim, or he touches the nirim, which are called heddles. We may remember some of these things from Mishnah Shabbos in the seventh parak to understand Oseh Shtei Batei Nirim, which is one of the melachos of Shabbos. This is where you have these cages, really, where every other thread is placed in so that you can move the cages up and down, and then you can have your under and over motion. You have the pedals that you press on. They lift up. Each cage lifts up, so you can then throw the Erev, the horizontal thread, through so that you can weave. So if you touch these Nirim, or Vakerus, the Kerus is the, Bartuna tells you, Masreik, that's the Kom Shebo Makim Al Ha'ariga Umechab Machutim. That's the comb that where you literally bang on the cloth that you're weaving, and you try to keep the chutim together. That's what happens when you're weaving. Sometimes you have to press, you have to bang down and press the pieces together so that the pieces of the cloth are very tight together. So you use that kerus, that comb. So if you touch the kerus, uvachut shehaviru al gabei argaman. This is something else. This is where sometimes your argaman is purple wool. It's very expensive. So sometimes there would be a thread that someone who's doing the weaving would place on top of that wool, on top of that purple wool, so that it would be protected and it wouldn't get dirty. So this chut is not attached to it. So also, let's say you touch that chut. Uva ira she'enu asid lahagazira. Ira, Bar Tanur says, that is a chaticha ktana mitzemer umipishtan. It's a small piece of material made out of wool, made out of linen, umitzemer gefen, or of cotton, or gimbeso hamitpachot lenoi. You weave it into your cloth in order to make it look nice. It's let's say a different color. Yesh behem shchorim adumim. They're black or they're red. Vimeinu asid lahachzira. Let's say you have it there now, and then you take it out, and you don't plan on putting it back in. Kagon shehi aduma va'atarot zel ha'knis irash chora. Let's say it's red, and now you decide you want to put in a black thread. Afal pisha lo paskam en ha'beged lo havya chibur. Even though it's still in the beged, what does it mean? So here, you want to have a little color. So you put a piece of color between the threads, and then you start to weave. And that colored piece becomes part of the cloth. But we're talking about a case where you put in this small color cloth, let's say red, let's say. They say, you know what? Change my mind. I want to have black, as the Bar Tanur explained. So if the red thread is still in the cloth, but you plan on taking it out, so that's another example of where if you touch that, you haven't touched, that's not an attachment to the cloth, and if the cloth is tameh, you don't become tameh. So in all of these cases, tohor, if you touch the front roller, the back roller, the heddles, the kerus, the comb, the chut, the thread that's on top of the argaman, and on this little piece of material, let's say the red that's inside the cloth right now, but you plan on taking it out, in all of these cases, tahor, you are tahor, you don't become tameh, even though the cloth is tummy, because these are not considered attachments to the cloth. But the Mishnah now says, b'nefesh ha-maseches, but let's say you touch the maseches, Bar Tanur says, chute, not like a masechta, chute ha-erev, shehok mesoch ha-maseches, k'nefesh besoch ha-guf. Well, that's what's called the nefesh, like the soul is in the middle of the body. So this is, it means these are the threads after you placed some of them horizontally inside. So you have, well, we've had this in the past, shesi are the vertical threads, and then you have the erev, which are the horizontal threads. So yeah, so now you place some of the horizontal threads through b'nefesh ha-maseches, uv'shesi ha-omed. Let's say you have your vertical threads that are there, that are, you plan on weaving into the cloth. Uva kaful sheheviro al be'argamon. Kaful, this is a cloth that's not just covering the argamon, but it's kaful, it's doubled over, protecting the wool. So then we assume that it's actually sewn in to protect it. Uva ira shiasi delachzira. Or let's say you have a colored red material that you put in order to give it some color, and you plan on keeping it there, and it's going to be woven together to give a little color to the rest of the cloth. So all of these things we consider as being part of the cloth, and therefore if whatever you're weaving is tameh, anyone who touches these items are going to be tameh as well. That's what the Mishnah says. So the nefesh ha-maseches, this is the beginning of the thread when you put in the erev, the horizontal threads, shesi ha-omed, which is where you have, these are the vertical threads that you begin, that you're about to weave, uva kofel shavir al-gabi argamon, that's the doubled over, where you sew in a piece of cloth so to protect the argamon, and the irashi asid al-achzir, and that colored cloth that you call that you, maybe you took it out, you plan on putting it back, it's going to be tameh if you touch that, if the cloth is tameh, assuming it's inside. Even if you're going to take it out, you plan on putting it back in, you become tameh. Hanogea batzemer she'al ha'ima ba'ashva'a tahor. Another halacha here. This is when we're speaking about spinning. We've had in the past these items, the ima and the ashvaya. The ima is just a regular pole that you use to spin, to put the wool around to begin the spinning. Ashvaya is also used for spinning, but it's a triangle. So if a person touches hanogeh batzemet, you touch the wool that's on these items, the rod or the triangle, tahor. The halacha is that if you touch it, you're going to be tahor. And the reason for that is, even though the wool may be even though that staff may be tameh, since the wool is only wrapped around, it's not really attached to it, so we don't consider the wool connected to that kli. So if that kli is tameh, you don't become tameh by touching the wool that's wrapped around it. Hanogea ba'pikah, so now we're dealing with the spindle. The spindle's tameh, and now you touch, we mentioned in the past, the pikah, that's the whorl. That's that very heavy piece to weigh it down that's on the bottom. So if you touch that, the spindle is tameh, and you touch that pikah on the bottom, achalo pera, so you touch that pikah, that whorl, before it was untied from, it could be untied from the rest of the spindle. So it was still tied to it. So tameh, so if the spindle is tameh, you touch that whorl piece on the bottom, that heavy weight on the bottom, you're going to be tameh because it's still attached. Mishapira, but if, let's say, you touch this after you untied it from the spindle, even though it's still inside, it's inserted into the spindle's inside this piece, this weight. Nonetheless, it's not tied to it, tahor, then you're going to be tahor because touching that weight, the pika on the bottom, even though the spindle is inserted into it and the spindle is tameh, that piece, because it's untied, is not going to make you tameh because it's considered a separate piece and not attached. Perichof Aleph, Mishnah Beis, we're going to deal with a plow. So the plow on the bottom, the part of the plow that actually does the work is the metal blade that cuts into the soil. That's called the plowshare. So the question is, what parts of the plow are considered part of the plowshare, that kli, and what are not? If you, let's say, that plowshare is tameh, So would we say if I touch another part of the plow closer to the top, let's say the yoke or the front of the animal, very far away from the end of the plow, from the plowshare? So question is, do you become tamei or not? What's considered an attachment? So hanagea ba'ol, person who touches, so assuming the plowshare is tamei, that sharp piece at the bottom that's cutting into the soil, and you touch the yoke, which is all the on the neck of the animals. Uvakatrav, or let's say the crossbar that's under the necks of the animal. We have it a little bit in the past. We spoke about the horse. That keeps the yoke in place. Ba'ayin, or you touch the collar that's around the animal's neck. That's there just to protect it from the yoke, which could cause an abrasion. Uva'avos, or the beam that connects the yoke to the plow. That's a long beam. Afil b'shas malacha tahor. So even if you touch anything as the, certainly if it's not doing malacha, the plowshare is not doing any work. But even if it's doing work, the plowshare is doing work. Tahor, you and the plowshare is tameh, and you touch the yoke, you touch the collar, you touch the beam, doesn't matter. You are tahor, these are not considered an attachment. But the following now, these are considered attachments. So if the plowshare is tameh and you touch the following, you will become tameh. What are these? Bacherev, literally means the sword. What is the cherev? The cherev is the handle of the plow. It looks a little bit like a sword. That's why it's called a cherev. And that's attached to the back of the plow. So if you touch that and the plowshare is tameh, you become tameh as well. Uva borech. Borech is a piece like a berech is like an e, so it must be curved. It's a piece of wood that's curved that's attached to the back of the plowshare. Uva yatzul. Yatzul, Baratari says, eitz, shetofes oso hacharesh biyado. The one who's doing the plowing holds onto this piece of wood in his hand. Ubo mate hamacharesh alachol tzad shayirtse. This way it guides it. It's able to move it to the right or to the left. And in order to steer the plow in the proper direction, he's using that. Upirish yatzul means mate, to incline it, to tip it one way. Lo sateh mishpat mitargaminon. In Devarim Tez Zayin, the word sateh, don't incline mishpat in one direction or the other. Lo tatzle din. Don't allow it to be inclined one way there. So this way you steer it one way or the other. You touch that. When the plowshare is tameh, you become tameh. So in all these cases, the cherev, which is the handle of the plow, the borech, which is that curved piece of wood attached to the back of the plow, the yatzul, the one that allows you to steer it, tameh, you are becoming tameh because the plowshare is tameh, and these are considered an attachment. Ba'ayin shel matechas, let's say you touch the metal ring that allows the plow, that connects the plow to that long beam that we said goes away all the way up the animal. Ba'lechayayin, or let's say you touch, lechayayin literally means cheeks. So lechayayin, Bar Tanura says, Shnei Eitzim Shemin Nikve Ha'ol. These are two pieces of wood that go through the holes in the yoke. And what do? They help loosen the soil. And before the plowshare is able to go deep into the soil, these are the chayayin, the parrots loosen the soil a little bit. Uva arayin, these are pieces of wood, that any pieces of earth that are still need to be broken up after the plowing. These are also considered attachments to the plowshare, and therefore tamei, you're going to be tamei, they're permanently attached to the plowshare, and therefore they're considered an attachment regarding the halachos of tamar. Yehuda mitayr b'lechayayim. These are the chayayim, these pieces of wood that loosen the soil that we mentioned, literally the cheeks, those pieces of wood, Rabbi Yehuda says, are tahor, which means they're not considered an attachment. She'enam to the plowshare. She'enam asuyim elo l'rabo sesa'afar. What are they for? They're there to increase dirt that the plow is going to turn over afterwards. They're not really needed for plowing, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says they're not considered an attachment. They're not always attached to the plowshare because you not necessarily don't always need them. And therefore, if the plowshare is tameh, you touch the l'chayayim, but you did disagree with the Tanakam and says you will not become tameh.